be the best secondary in the league, and that's all you got to be today. That's the expectation.
We don't do one, two, three.
The primary reason Houston never gave up in 2015 was the secondary. Cornerback Jonathan Joseph had a career-high 22 passes defense. Cornerback Kareem Jackson had 58 tackles, the most he's had in a season since his rookie year. Andre Hall moved from cornerback to safety and led the team with 4 picks. And rookie cornerback Kevin Johnson had 9 passes defense.
You can't catch.
I'll show you.
We've all seen that in practice every day. Why do you think you play DB and not receiver? But you can cover your people, I know that.
Johnson could catch against the Titans in Week 8, grabbing his first NFL INT.
Airs it out downfield, and it's picked off by Kevin Johnson across the 40. The rookie with the pick.
The Texans' D had its A game going, forcing 3 turnovers. Defensive end J.J. Watt and linebacker Whitney Mercilus combined for 6 of the team's 7 sacks.
And Mercilus is there again with J.J. Another sack, number 7 on the day. That ties a team record.
Receiver DeAndre Hopkins turned in another solid performance, catching 8 passes for 94 yards and a score as the Texans rolled to a win. With the victory, Houston was 3-5 and was ready for a strong second half to the season. The Texans got in the groove in Cincinnati in Week 10, not allowing a touchdown for the second straight game.
Fires long downfield, and Joseph with the bobble. Joseph with the pick. The former Bengal with an interception. He bobbled it, but he stayed with it and corralled it.
Receiver DeAndre Hopkins corralled his 7th touchdown of the year as the Texans earned back-to-back wins and handed the Bengals their first loss of the season.
And DeAndre with the catch. Touchdown!
Hopkins climbs the ladder, and you have a weapon like that who can go up and make plays. You got to utilize it.
Hopkins has emerged as the most potent weapon in Houston's offense. With a career-best 6 100-yard games in 2015, he ranked 3rd in the league in both receptions and receiving yards.
Steps up, fires downfield right side, and hits Hopkins. There's the big play to DeAndre Hopkins.
He's done it. They can't run with him.
Hopkins is already rewriting the Texans' record book. No player in franchise history has had as many catches, receiving yards, or touchdowns through their first 3 seasons.
We can't let 10 beat us, guys. So expect a lot of the double 10, okay?
Despite the focus of opposing coaches, Hopkins averaged 95 yards a game last season.
We get the guy double, he catches a ball for 20 yards.
He also had a club record 11 receiving touchdowns.
Throws right side of the end zone. Hopkins with the catch. Touchdown! One of the very best in the entire National Football League, DeAndre Hopkins.
Keep doing it.
On the way to his first Pro Bowl in 2015, Hopkins was routinely matched up against the NFL's best defensive backs, like the Jets' Darrell Revis. Not that that was much of a problem.
Going deep, and he's got a man, Hopkins. He makes the catch at the 15-10-5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Houston. 61 yards.
Against New York in Week 11, Hopkins had 118 yards receiving and 2 scores. That was part of a 14-point third-quarter rally that featured Houston's most creative touchdown of the season.
He throws the screen to Short's left side, and he's going to throw it back to the right. And it's caught by Blue. Razzle dazzle. Touchdown, Texans.
The defense chipped in with 2 picks and another big game by J.J. Watt as the Texans got their 3rd straight win and got their record back to .500.
Here's Pitts. Has time. Here comes Watt. He has a sack.
his second of the game.
In 2015, Watt again proved to be the most intimidating force in the NFL. For the second time in his career, Watt was the NFL sack leader in 2015, with 17 and a half QB takedowns. He joined Hall of Famer Reggie White as the only players in league history to have at least 70 sacks in their first five seasons.
Smith's shotgun. Here comes Watt with no helmet. Makes the sack on Alex Smith.
J.J. Watt had his helmet knocked off.
They're just trying to get the ball out of his hands as quick as they possibly can.
They're trying to move him.
They know they can't block for him.
Despite facing frequent double and triple team blocks, Watt led the league last year with 29 tackles for loss and 50 quarterback hits. He earned Pro Bowl and All-Pro honors for the fourth straight season. And he was named the AP Defensive Player of the Year for the second time in a row and third time in the last 4 years. Watt led the Texans against the Saints in Week 12, ready to show there was nothing he couldn't do on a football field.
Billy O, you ready? I'll get the team ready. Coach, I'll get the team ready. Let's go! Let's go! Hot start! Let's go, D! All day, put it on our shoulders. We'll take it. Let's go! You're doing a great job in the run game. Negative three. What? You had three guys helping you. I have a tough time talking trash if I had 28 yards of total offense. I'm just saying. That's an interesting strategy.
Saying hi to somebody in that same huddle.
I think he's saying hi to Drew Brees. I'm going to see you soon.
JJ's having his way with Street, and they keep leaving it one-on-one. There's not a recipe for success for the Saints.
You asked for it, you got it. You asked for it, you got it. Quarterback getting smoked back there. I like Drew. I don't like hitting him like that. You stink. What do you think about just regular four-man rush? Because they blocked, even that Ruby, they blocked it kind of exotic with the tight end on the edge, and he chipped on his way out. So the tackle sat on me because he knew he had help. Right.
All right, we'll try some four-man rush.
I'm just...
First down for the Saints at their 36. Here comes Watt. He's got the sack on Brees. J.J. does it.
Boy, he's having some day. Five tackles, two sacks, and six QB hits.
That's what you asked for. You said get him ready. We got him ready. I told you I'd get him ready.
Watt and the Texans delivered, ending New Orleans' streak of 155 games with a touchdown, as Houston improved their record to 6-5.
After starting out at 1-4, then 2-5, things could not have gone better for this football team. Four consecutive wins, and they hang on to a share of first in the AFC South.